good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, for the second time in less than a week, another workday American scene was shattered by a gunman's deadly rampage. Of course, we spoke yesterday about the latest attack at a Colorado grocery store. On Monday, the suspect was charged with 10 counts of murder. The reaction from the White House, President Biden, as well as Democrats on Capitol Hill, called on Tuesday for fast action to enact stricter gun laws, a plea that was immediately met with a blockade of opposition by Republicans. Biden on an assault weapons ban and background checks doesn't seem like that much to ask for.
David, it doesn't look, you know, I've always thought this is one of the highest priorities for this gun-loving nation of ours, and that is to put a limit on this, because you're going to get a natural distribution of people who are good homeowners, who put locks on the guns, who keep them away from children, and then you're going to find people like the shooters that we have seen lately who are off the charts in terms of whatever their head problems are, but they are really the ones who cause so much of this damage. Look, there are too many guns in this country. We've seen estimates as much as 3 for every person. Of course, not everybody has one, but it's just too many guns. And it is something that we really do need to pay attention to in this country, or this is going to go on and on. You know, ever since the Connecticut shooting of those beautiful little children, we have seen that Americans just won't give up their guns no matter what. But Biden is courageous to do it. It's important. You know, we were on the roundtable panel yesterday morning, and there was some discussion about how he really couldn't afford to do this because he had so many other major things he had to worry about. No, he did what I thought he should do and what I said he could do, and he has basically taken this thing because the American people don't want all of these guns. They want sensible gun control, and they have said it again and again in polling and everywhere else. So it needs to be done. Biden is right to take it on. Even if he can't get it done, he's right to take it on because he's right. It's that simple.
Yeah, the president said this is not and should not be a partisan issue. It is an American issue. But in the Times today, how red states and blue states differ on gun laws. You see it divided in a very partisan way.
Well, that's right. Look, every time Biden does something that's sensible, he says, look, this is not a political issue. But of course, it is a political issue because there is, as we have said so many times, and the political scientists have been saying it for years, that every time you make a decision, it's a political decision. It's one way or the other. That's politics. And there's good politics and there's bad politics. We do know that senselessly, Americans are getting murdered. And we know who's behind it. We know there's a gun lobby. We know there's the NRA, although it's having its own problems right now. And we know that the people who sell these murderous weapons and everybody else are going to be out there because they don't want their money taken away from them. That's disgusting, but that's the way that it is. And what we're looking to here is a whole readjustment of our value system, that when our kids are getting murdered and our friends are getting murdered and you can't go into a grocery store without some person of dubious mental capacity is making this kind of a statement by going in and killing people indiscriminately, and then when he's led away talking about how he needs his mother. I'm sorry, I know we don't have a death penalty in so many places in this country, but as Mario Cuomo used to say, somebody could be put into a cell and kept there, and the only thing he'll hear is his toilet flushing for the rest of his life. And as far as I'm concerned, then, what are you going to do 25 years from now, 40 years from now, say this guy's been rehabilitated? You're never bringing back all those people.
Despite what President Biden wants and proposes, the Supreme Court to discuss a case that could expand Second Amendment rights. From CNN, when the Supreme Court justices meet behind closed doors Friday, a conference that comes 3 days after the country's latest mass shooting, they are scheduled to discuss whether to add blockbuster issue to the docket for the next term. The scope of the Second Amendment. The court has largely dodged the issue since issuing two landmark opinions in 2008 and 2010, when it held for the first time that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to keep and bear arms at home for self-defense. Gun rights advocates and even some of the justices themselves have expressed frustration that the court has declined to further define the scope of the right. 3 years ago, for example, Justice Clarence Thomas charged that, quote, the Second Amendment is a disfavored right in this court.
That's right. Only events are catching up with them. You know, how does somebody look in the mirror the next day after they go and say, all right, we're going to not only vote to maintain what we have, but to expand it? One wonders whether or not that's the kind of thing that would prompt us to have an expanded Supreme Court so that some sanity prevails. This is something that I think the people on that court have to take responsibility for because they keep doing this.
Very disturbing news, and we began to hear more about it from Judy Enck, who, of course, was the Region 2 director for the EPA at the issue of plastics, Alan. Mm. Today in the Times, an opinion by Marcus Erickson, I thought I'd seen it all in studying plastics. Then my team found 2,000 plastic bags in a Camel. We know it's in the oceans. We know the fish eat it when it breaks down. And I just saw a documentary that said every one of us has it inside of us and that the recycling industry, well, it's basically controlled by the major industries that make the plastics. And much of what we think is being recycled is not.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. It's scary, and each of us have to look to ourselves. When we take out the recyclable garbage, you see an awful lot of plastic. We really are not paying attention to this, and all of us are guilty on some level. So I keep thinking about this, David. I keep thinking, well, what are we supposed to do? You know, all of these products come in plastic. In the old days, your grandma might have gone to the store with, you know, a reusable bag of some kind. But we're so far beyond that that we really do have to start rethinking how we can deliver product without using plastic. Not an easy thing to say or do.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David.